Hi guys, welcome back to the Teen Tween Girls podcast.
I'm E.
And I'm V.
And in this podcast, we're going to be talking about fun things over the summer, things that have happened, and
things that we did.
Yeah.
So, first of all,
we got COVID!
And E has a very interesting story.
I do. Okay, so the day before I found out I was positive for COVID, I had this really, really bad headache. And it was so bad.
Like, and we were all with our friends. Like, we were all together.
We were just hanging out really close. And, we were inside their house. So, I mean, close contact.
You know.
So, I had a really bad headache. And if you know what a headache feels like, it's 20 times worse than that headache you had.
Like a migraine. And
I had really bad back pain. So, I got a headache, like, about 4 hours before my back and my stomach started to hurt really bad. So I didn't know what was happening, so I just slept the night, and in the morning I woke up and my back hurted, like, it was so bad because I was laying on it all night and it hurt so bad. So I was like, I need someone to, like, massage my back or something so it'll feel better. And my stomach was hurting, so then we went to the ER and they thought that it was my appendix that was, I mean, we thought it was my appendix that was, like, it was ready to pop and whatever.
He thought it was, like, appendicitis or something.
Yeah. And
just to keep in mind, it was the 4th of July.
The 4th of July. Remember that. Like,
it was sad.
If you hang out with anyone.
Celebrations with
There's parties.
And there's, like, pool parties.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Like, our whole neighborhood
and
was, like,
and we couldn't do it.
Like, I mean,
it was really sad. Anyways, so.
Yeah.
And
then, I think it was the same day because her mom had texted our mom and told us that she had COVID.
So then everyone else went to go test, and B was positive, and no one else was positive.
It was so weird.
Yeah, and none of my family got COVID, and hers didn't either. So,
yeah.
It was really, I guess it just affects some people. But.
Yeah.
Okay, so they thought it was my appendicitis or whatever. So I had to get an MRI. IV. I always forget it. An IV, and because they thought I was, like, you know, I thought I had to go in surgery, so I was upset and I was, like, crying. The IV hurt really bad, so I was crying about that too. And so I got all that stuff done, and then I got like the COVID test done, and I was positive. So when you're positive, you can't go anywhere for, like, a million days. So I was quarantined. We were both quarantined and stuff. So it was really sad and really bad.
Yeah, it was really sad. So, but
this was in July.
Yeah. Like, because it was July 4th. So before that, rewind. In June, I went to my national dance competition. So, yeah.
Did you win?
Well, I have multiple bands, but we're not going to get into that today. So, it was really fun because, like, in the hotel we were staying at, because it was, like, a whole week thing, there were water parks and roller coasters. Not roller coasters, but, like, rides, you know. So, yeah, Eastern.
Okay, so before I got COVID.
And also, I had a lot of dance this summer.
Yes, she did.
Like, never hang out there.
Yeah. So, I had a dance camp. I had regular classes, and then I had dance camp, and it was almost a week, and it was really fun, so that's what I did. And B, your turn.
Okay. So, this is about E and myself, B. So, we went to
the pool.
We went to the pool together, like, probably about 2 or 3 times, because the first time we were with, like, a group of people, but the second time it was just me, E, and her little sister. So we went to the pool and we got a $16 pizza.
$16 pizza.
And it was only 4 big pieces. We thought it was going to be, like, a whole big pizza, but they only give us, like, 4 slices.
Like, we were so excited.
But they were actually big slices, so it was okay, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next thing. Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to my step-great-grandpa's funeral, and he did pass away, unfortunately. Also, the day before that, I got my braces on again for the second phase. So now we're, like,
braces
twins and stuff like that. And yeah, so your turn, B.
Okay, so I got sealant on some of my teeth because, like, it's so, because they have, like, your teeth have, like, cracks in them, like, in the middle. So, like, their, like, cavities can form there really easily. So, I did have a cavity that day, and I was, like, really scared because they usually give you, like, shots and stuff, like, in your gums. But they didn't. They just drilled my teeth. And it hurt really bad, but it's okay because now I try to brush better than that. So, yeah.
It is hard to brush teeth with braces. So, like, if you're like, oh, they both have, like, cavities. I don't. I brush my teeth really well. Sorry, B.
So, E's turn.
Okay, so I got my braces on, obviously. And then recently, I went to the Ark Encounter in Kentucky. And there was a petting zoo, VR, the huge Ark, Noah's Ark, to be specific. Lots of reading. So if you like reading, go there. And then the day after we went to the Ark, we ate this really delicious, we ate this at this place called Chewy's. It's like Mexican, it's really good. I would totally recommend it. We don't have one by us because we do not live close by one, but, it was super good. Like, I would totally recommend it if you go, like, to a different state or something. Also, she already said we went to the pool together, so that was really fun.
So, another one of my stories is, just like E, since she had a dance camp, I also had a dance camp. So, it was, like, a high school dance camp where these, like, high schoolers, like, teach, like, different grades, and it was really fun. And soon, we get to perform on a in a real football game, and I'm kind of nervous because I don't really remember the names, but it's okay. So that was our summer activities, and thank you so much for listening to the Teen Tween Girls podcast.
We hope you guys enjoyed it,
and we really, if you want to, you can email us and tell us what you did over the summer. And today we have a few shout outs.
Yes, we do. Okay, so,
and if you want to get a shout out, just email us with please just your first name. We don't like giving out information like that. So our first shout out today is to Cambry. She told us she was just starting a new podcast, and please go follow her, like, wherever you can. We listened to some of them and they were really good.
Also, her podcast is Cambry's Coffee Chat, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
it's really good. Cambry, if you're listening to this, we have now followed to your podcast, and we absolutely love it. So yeah, we're very happy that you've taken our advice on starting a podcast.
So the next shout-out we have is
Myla. She just wanted a shout-out, so thank you very much, Myla.
And hopefully we're saying your name right, because some people haven't said their name right.
Yeah,
but it's okay.
Yeah.
Our next shout-out goes to Quinn. And guys, please shout. If you want a shout out, there's a link in the description to our email. So, yeah. And there's one more.
Also, guys, everybody who has given a shout out, thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And all the nice things you guys have said to us.
A lot of people, like, email us and say, like, nice things. And we, like really just want to, like, show that we love our listeners. So,
yes, we
and
do.
And our last shout out goes to
Loretta.
So, yeah.
Thank you guys so much
for listening. And we really hope you like